Welcome back to Off the Bench, where you're listening right around Australia for the seven new flavours of Frozen Coke at Macca's and for Tyre Power, awarded Canstar Blue's most satisfied customers again. It's time now, though, for...
Off the record.
In the head.
Now the Thunder will open the batting tonight in front of a packed outhouse.
Kevin's in Cranbourne.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Let's go to Dylan in Berwick.
I think there's three sides to every story.
There's another one.
A replay, buddy.
Oh, the hell. What is this behind?
They would be arch hypocrites if they didn't back Pauline now.
Sorry. I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. See your room change in an instant with Room View by Choices Flooring. Visit choicesflooring.com.au today.
That's it. Off the record is for Choices Flooring's inspiring Choices magazine, Healthy Homes edition, out now. Order your free copy at choicesflooring.com.au. And, of course, see the Room View product, magnificent. And go and see the team at Choices right around regional Victoria. Campbell Brown, the dog. The floor, my friend, is yours.
Yeah, it's a very good edition of Off the Record this week. We'll start off with Bharat Sundarasan, who's been everyone's favourite this summer. He's been very bobbed up on the project during the week. And, well, we loved him mixing up a saying.
There you go. The excuses are coming already, Jared. You see, the boot is on the other shoe now. But I can tell you with...
The shoe is on the other foot, I think he meant to say.
He
certainly has. Yeah. Speaking of mix-ups, we always love it when Julian Destoupe has one.
Great to chat to Ken Hinckley. Contract extension through to the end of 2023. Pretty quick to throw Tom Rockliffe on the bus, saying he's a pest and he's...
On the bus.
On the bus. It's where you need to be, on the bus, not under it.
As Pix would James... say, emoji confused face.
James Brayshaw, he got his Indian cricket legends mixed up in the Channel 7 commentary box during the week.
Sachin Tendulkar, welcome, and also Damien Fleming.
Sachin Tendulkar's in the commentary box.
We were just talking.
The great man.
My apologies, Sonny.
Oh, boy.
That's brilliant. Sitting right next to Sunil Gavaskar, and he's still got his name wrong. Working from home has become the COVID norm in the last 12 months, and by the sounds of it, Peter Laylor sounds like he's more than comfortable with it.
So the kitchen for you, Pete?
Jared, I'm actually almost like Norman Gunston in Wollongong from the Auntie Jack Show. I'm sitting on the end of my bed.
Oh, boy.
I've set up the SEN studios at the foot of my bed. Yep.
Excellent.
And, it's nice to chat in bed with Pete Lawler.
That's the next podcast.
Easy mistake to make this one, and I think it would have happened quite a number of times. The Saint defender announcing he's taking some time away from the game this week.
And Saints defender Dylan Robertson is taking time away from the AFL.
I don't reckon he'd even correct them anymore, Dylan Robertson, obviously, but you let that one roll. Simon O'Donnell, the great Scoob, used more words than was needed here, while Jared Waitley was quick to mop up the mess.
Lisa Stalaker has played cricket in a not too distant future ago.
Past, yes.
Past.
Can we get one more go on that?
Let's go again.
Lisa Stalaker has played cricket in a not too distant future.
Past, yes.
It gets better the second time around. This one was unbelievable. Sonia Kruger on Channel 7 threw her sister under the bus with this one.
And so, yeah, my sister's a hairdresser, so if you're looking for a good blowjob, she's down, Glow Wave, she is down at, funnily, her salon's called Hair Affair, and it's down on the Gold Coast.
Oh, boy.
I'm on the Gold Coast.
No, play on, let's move on.
We reckon that Jamara Ugal-Hagan's name will be mentioned a bit in the coming years. Here's Tony Tardio's attempt at it.
Before landing number one draft pick, Jamara Ugal-Hagan.
Every week we seem to have that. It's tennis season, which means Tricks made famous from Seb Costello is going to get a fair run over the next week. Let's have a listen here.
And Alex Diminor has won the Antalya Open in Turkey after his opponent retired early in the final.
Opponent's name, too hard to say, so you just don't mention it. And here's a reminder. Let's hear how Seb does it.
Yeah.
And Sam Grothers made an early exit from an ATP event in Nice, going down in straight sets to a Croatian opponent.
That's it. That's the best way to do it.
Short and sharp this week from you?
Yes, very short and
Magnificent
sharp.
Magnificent for Choices Flooring, Inspiring Choices magazine. Healthy Homes edition is out now. I wouldn't mind just one more go of Scuba if we can. One more go.
Lisa Stalaker has played cricket in not too distant future ago.
Past, yes.
Past.
Past. The past.
Oh, it's very good.
That's brilliant.
Very, very good. Hey, yeah, this is Off the Bench. Of course, that was off the record for Choices Flooring. I know you've told this story before, but I just want one more go of it. I heard the story during the week of how you bought Sweet Idea and sold the horse. You're on the Magic Millions. You're in the middle of the action there right now. Tell me about how this actually went down, where you ended up with the royal experience of a lifetime almost.
Yeah, well, we bought a schnitzel filly. You go to the sales during the week and you have a look at a few that you like, and I ended up there after the races on the Saturday night, and the guys that live up here were going to buy the horse. They had won the race and lost in a protest, so they were pretty upset, as you can imagine. They went home. They said to me, Campbell, you met Gay the other day for the first time. If you want to buy that schnitzel filly that we looked at, it's on at about 9:27 tonight, lot, you know, whatever it was, 1,050. Do it. If not, don't worry about it. So I sort of tentatively went up to Miss Waterhouse and said, oh, excuse me, I'd like to bid on that filly we looked at. And she said, oh, absolutely, Cameron, you know. And that's where Cameron came about, because I didn't have the courage for 2 years to correct her. We bid it on it. We bought the filly. You know, we named her Sweet Idea. She goes on, you know, to be a really nice horse, and won the three-year-old Magic Millions, won a Group One. And unfortunately, bowed a tendon, which in racing terms is like doing your Achilles. So would have been 12 months out of racing, but she was quite a valuable broodmare. So we decided, rather than, you know, try and bring her back and she mightn't have been much good, that we would sell her. And so we put her in the Magic Millions broodmare sale, and Gay got a call from the Queen's, Her Majesty's bloodstock agent, John Warren was his name, and he made an offer to Nick Vass and the connections that she would like to purchase Sweet Idea.
Wow.
And the offer was quite underwhelming from Her Majesty. So it was immediately knocked back, and we thought that would be the end of it.
Yep.
But another offer came, a secondary offer, which was, you know, better in terms of price, but also dangled the carrot of maybe we could put you on a plane and fly you over to Buckingham Palace to meet Her Majesty.
What?
You know? That got knocked back. I think there was a couple of Republicans that were in the in the ownership. And the third and final offer was, you know, an appropriate one, nice price, market price, and everyone agreed to it. And then right at the end, it was like, oh, is the offer still on the table to meet Her Majesty? Well, that was gone now. So she jumped on a plane, went across to the Sandringham Stables of Her Majesty, and has been there ever since. And was struggling to fall pregnant there. So we thought for a little while that we might have actually sold the Queen of Dud. She was infertile. But finally, after multiple attempts with the champion stallion Galileo, she's fallen pregnant, had a foal that they called Companionship. And it's won, I think it's won a race or two over in the UK. So
hang on, let me get this straight. Let me wade through that. You were offered a discount price by the Queen to buy a horse you bought for a meet and greet. The Queen tried to lowball you for a meet and greet.
It was on the table, She used her status. Well, we sort of...
What would you say no for? Surely meeting the Queen is a bigger life experience than a little bit extra on the horse sale.
Well, true, but it was one of those things that, you know, is it worth the amount that she was sort of trying to lowball us for? And
oh, look, you've accused the Queen of lowballing you.
She's very frugal.
We might get that as a Twitter poll this morning. Joel out the back will put that up. Brownie sold his horse to the Queen. She offered a discount for a meet and greet. Would you have taken it, yes or no? And see what our audience think. If they would have taken the discount for a chance to meet and greet, Brownie said no, He asked full freight from the Queen who bought his horse. I didn't realise she was that into horse racing.
Loves it. Yeah.
I know she was into horse racing, but I didn't know she was hands-on like that with it.
Yeah, very much so. Across it every day. Do you know what? I think still to this day, with her age, she still gets up every morning and rides around the property, which is pretty remarkable.
Sports bet account, you reckon?
Yeah, you'd think so. I think she loves a little wager.
Yeah. fascinating. Brownie, I can't believe that story that you were offered a meet and greet with
who would have thought?
Queen. Oh, my goodness. We're going to take some more of your calls throughout the course of the morning, so give us a call anytime, 1-300-2355-48. We might take old mate John from Donald before we get to the break. G'day, John.
How are you, boys? I've got to go out 11, mate. So can you give us an update of this week's AFL pre-season trials to see who's up and, you know, going to be the star this year?
Yeah, Tom Phillips not being at Collingwood has been the biggest talking point there really since anything's happened. The Alan McConnell Cup, I don't think, has been run at the Giants yet. So, but everyone's training their house down, mate. Everyone is. It's spreading sports too. And the NRL's been all about who's training their house down in the summer. Let's be honest, Brownie, training means nothing, does it?
Nah, not until the real stuff starts. Obviously, you want to give yourself a really good base to have a good year, but a lot of guys that sort of dominated pre-season from November to February,
yep,
they get picked in round one or two just because they're so, you know, fit and strong and quicker and running times and that. But then the real stuff starts and the balls come out and they find themselves back where they were the year before and the year before that, and that's struggling to hold secure a spot.
I'm going to throw you a challenge after 11, if you don't mind, Brownie.
Mm-hmm.
The best trainers – oh, sorry – the worst trainers pro rata to their career achievements.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, you know, who got the most out of training the least? Who was the best player for the least effort that you played with? Maybe 1 to 5. And then maybe the flip, if you're up for it, who were the people that trained the house down but perhaps didn't quite achieve the same quite lofty heights?
Okay.
1 to 5. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I'll get to work on it now.
Yep, there you go. So Brownie's after 11, top 5 list of people who champions who never trained well or didn't train much, and then in reverse, those that trained the house down and didn't quite become absolute champions. Not to disrespect the careers they had, but didn't quite become absolute A-graders. And we'll get to that after 11 this morning. A little bit of project for you. Joel Kane will join us next right here on Off The Bench right around Australia.
This is Off The Bench for McDonald's. 7 new flavours of frozen Coke at Macca's. And for Tyre Power, awarded Canstar Blue's most satisfied customers again. Breaking.